Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Business Update Conference Call of Imagicaa World Entertainment Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jay Malpani, Managing Director of Imagicaa World Entertainment Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to our acquisition update conference call. Along with me on this call, I have Mr. Dhiman Bakshi, CEO, Mr. Mayuresh Kore, CFO, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. Before we commence, I would like to express our gratitude for this valuable opportunity to address our esteemed investors and analysts today, marking our first interaction since the restructuring of our operations a couple of years ago. We deeply appreciate the unwavering support from all those who have believed in us throughout this journey, and we look forward to continuing our engagement moving forward. India has been witnessing a very strong economic growth. Household income is also increasing significantly and expected to increase in high single digits, leading to high discretionary spending in India. India is on the cusp of multi-decade growth in some of the consumer discretionary categories. In the last decade, India's infrastructure investment has considerably improved connectivity, boosting domestic tourism. Over 40 cities with populations of over 1.5 million have formed clusters, fostering economic and cultural exchange. Additionally, with increased consumer demand for leisure-related activities, puts us in a very pivotal position. Having a dominant position in India's theme and water park market, we aim to reach a diverse audience with adhering to our 3C strategy, that is, focusing on urban clusters, expanding catchment areas, and locating in strong connectivity areas for sustained growth and success. At Malpani Group, we have been actively involved in the park business since 2005, consistently running all our parks with success and profitability. Post our acquisition of Imagicaa in 2022, I am thrilled to share that the company has undergone a remarkable transformation over the past 2 years, emerging as a beacon of innovation and excitement in the park industry. With strategic vision and dedication, we have revitalized operations to create a new identity that captivates and delights guests of all ages. To further enhance the offering, I am delighted to announce that we are acquiring a total of 4 operational parks, including 2 water parks under the brand name of Wet Enjoy Water Park in Lonavala and Shirdi, 1 amusement park in the brand name of Wet Enjoy Amusement Park in Lonavala, and 1 devotional theme park, Sai Seas, which is one of its kind park in India, for a consideration of total ₹630 crores, which is payable over a period of 30 months. The acquisition also brings headwinds arising from the recent capex of approximately ₹25 crores incurred in these parks by Giriraj Enterprises, which is a Malpani Group entity. Additionally, the company is also acquiring an upcoming water park in Indore for a consideration of ₹140 crores from Malpani Parks Private Indore Private Limited. These acquisitions are a part of our strategic goal to combine all our park businesses into one entity and a cornerstone of our vision to emerge as the leading and the most dominant name in the entertainment sector across India. These acquisitions mark a significant increase in the bouquet of offerings encompassing a diverse array of attractions, including India's largest theme park, a devotional park, an amusement park, a luxurious 5-star hotel, and a total of 5 water parks. With the combined strength, Imagicaa will have presence in 5 locations with 8 parks, a total of 2.8 million footfall, and over rupees 400 crores of revenue, more than 175 crore of EBITDA. This expanded range of offerings allows us to cater a wide spectrum of guests, ensuring that everyone, regardless of their preferences, can find an experience tailored to their desires within our establishment. Building on our dominant position in Maharashtra, we are expanding our footprint into other states. With the successful launch of our Aquamagica water park in Surat last year and the upcoming addition of one more water park in Indore, our aim is to replicate success and establish a strong presence in these new territories, mirroring the dominance we have achieved in our existing parks. With these acquisitions, all our park businesses will be consolidated under one entity, making us the largest player in the industry. Going forward, all the expansions and acquisitions for the park business will be done under the listed entity only. With unwavering commitment and boundless potential, we embark on this journey united, ready to redefine the standards of excellence and create unforgettable experiences for all our guests. I now hand over to Mr. Mayuresh Kore, who will take you through the deal contours and operational synergies.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure interacting with the investor community after a few years gap. Today, as we speak, we are seeing a completely new avatar of Imagicaa, with a stronger and experienced management, stronger financials, and a commitment to deliver unforgettable experiences to guests nationwide. To start with, I would give a brief on the numbers and the timeline of completion of these acquisitions. Firstly, on the acquisition of the four Wet n Joy parks. This transaction comprises of acquisition and purchase of the business undertaking pertaining to two water parks, one devotional theme park, and one amusement park owned by the flagship company of Malpani Group, which is Giriraj Enterprises, and this is on a slump sale basis. These parks are located at Lonavala and Shirdi in the state of Maharashtra. The aggregate lump sum purchase consideration for this transaction is rupees 630 crores. The transaction is on a debt-free and cash-free basis. The consideration is to be paid over a period of 30 months, beginning April 2024. The transaction is being done at arm's length based upon independent valuation reports. Talking more about the financials of these parks, all these four parks reported a combined revenue of rupees 148.7 crores and an EBITDA of 84.6 crores, with EBITDA margins standing at a solid 57%. These numbers are on a trailing 12-month basis. Thus, this acquisition is being done at an attractive valuation of 7.4 times at EV EBITDA multiples. Coming to the second transaction, which is the acquisition of upcoming Indore water park. This transaction comprises of purchase of the assets and properties pertaining to the water park being constructed by Malpani Parks Indore Private Limited, which again is a Malpani Group entity. This transaction comprises of purchase of all the properties in this project except the underlying land, and the aggregate consideration will be rupees 140 crores. The park is spread across 18 acres of land, which will be on a long lease from Malpani Parks Private Limited, and the annual consideration will be rental of rupees 3.8 crores and a security deposit of 1 crore. To give you a brief about this location, we all know that Indore as a city is a well-known business and a tourist destination. It ranks as the 15th largest city in terms of population, and this gives us a great opportunity to offer our experience to the people of Indore as well as the rest of Madhya Pradesh and Central India. The location where the park is coming up is a prime location between two major cities, 15 kilometers away from Indore, and it's about 45 kilometers away from Ujjain. The park will have 20 world-class water rides and 3 multi-cuisine restaurants along with banqueting space. This transaction is expected to be completed in the month of March 2024, and the park is set to commence its operations in Q1 of FY25. Post this acquisition, we will double our footfall and EBITDA increases by 1.5 times. We are confident of generating a strong cash flows in the combined entity. These acquisitions are to be funded through a combination of internal cash flows, debt and equity. The numbers for these acquisitions will be consolidated in our books with effect from 1st April 2024. This acquisition strengthens our financial position with a larger balance sheet size, robust revenue growth and enhanced profitability. It also aligns with our strategic focus, allowing us to consolidate our strengths across various entities, streamline business operations and drive seamless expansion. With a strong geographical presence across Western India and plans for further expansion into Central and Northern India, our brand visibility and market dominance are set to soar. Additionally, we anticipate significant business synergies. We will leverage cross-park offerings, optimize resources, negotiate better procurement deals, leverage our expertise and share the IPs that are held in these various entities. Together, these synergies pave the path for unprecedented success, innovation and guest satisfaction, and we expect these will catapult us to the forefront of the entertainment industry. With unwavering commitment and immense potential, we embark this journey united, ready to redefine the standards of excellence and create unforgettable experiences for all. Thank you for joining us on this thrilling adventure towards a brighter and more captivating future. This call is only related to the present acquisition and we would expect Q&As on this subject only. With this, we open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghi from Prospero Tree Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations to the team. And pardon me if there is a little bit of background noise on my end. I have a couple of questions. One being, so am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so with this entire exercise, is it like expected to get completed in 6 to 12 months or more? Hello?
Yes, so the exercise, we mean the transaction and the documentation are expected to get completed in the next 2 months. And obviously, we have a deferred payment schedule. So the integration of this park commercially will start with effect from 1st April 2024. So the effective date will remain as 1st April 2024. And we are expecting shareholders' approvals to be there in place within a month's time, in the month of March, and definitive agreements will be executed at that juncture as well.
Okay, great. The second thing is that, you know, in general, Malpani Group is a very cash-rich or a very... you know, balance sheet, the positive group. So the kind of money that is going to the Malpani Group, is it expected in the future that similar sort of land buying will happen on the personal entity which will be leased out to the Imagica entity? Or, I mean, if there is something on that lines, because I'm sure you will be trying to expand the number of parks by double in the next 4 or 5 years. So just some thoughts around that. Thank you. That is it.
So currently we are open to all sorts of possibilities. We are even excluding lands with governments in case they lease out lands to us on long-term basis. So we are currently open to all sorts of possibilities on all their fronts.
Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 3 questions per participant and join the queue again for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Parin Gala from Sage One Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Jay. Thanks for the call. I just have one question. Our CEO mentioned that, you know, this transaction will be a combination of internal cash plus equity and debt. Can you just give some kind of a breakup? What will be used there? And when you say equity, so is there going to be a round of fundraising?
Yes. So currently we are a debt-free company, and we are open to a moderate level of debt, which will not exceed 2x of the EBITDA. The balance contributions will be funded from a mix of internal accruals, and if any external equity required, because the timing of the you know, the structuring is done such that the payment is to be over a period of 30 months, so we don't anticipate too much of requirements apart from that. But yes, we are open to a moderate level of debt, and we have good internal accruals combined from both of these projects, which will help us fund the consideration.
So no fresh fundraising, right? No fresh equity.
We are exploring various options at this juncture, and as of now, we have time to decide that. So we will keep you posted in the near future.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and I hope that this practice of organizing calls is continued after every quarterly results. So my question is, can you share the EBITDA and revenue numbers of entities we are acquiring for last 3 years, sir?
Yeah, so just to give a brief background, the flagship water park, you know, these parks have opened at various points. So the park at Shirdi has been operational since 2005 called Wet n Joy. The Wet n Joy water park opened in 2016. The amusement park opened at Lonavala in 2017-18 and has been a, you know, WIP, and then COVID came. So what we are referring to is the current trailing 12-month numbers. We can share the full FY23 numbers as well, which actually makes sense because the parks were under, you know, a ramp-up phase, especially the Lonavala amusement park. So I think we can share that in due course.
In due course, yeah.
So, okay. And regarding the...
Yeah, so the file, you know, since the query is coming, so FY23, the EBITDA was 73 crores, and the trailing 12 month, as we mentioned earlier in the call, is 84.6 crores for this parks to be acquired.
So 73 crores for previous year for all 4 entities together.
Yes.
So it's almost 58% kind of EBITDA margins.
And regarding your indoor park, so the acquisition, why this land is not transferred along with, means, and land belongs, land will remain with the Malpani group only, right?
Yeah. So that's a very valid question.
The rationale of not transferring the land also.
Yeah, so that's a very valid question, and we appreciate that. So at this juncture, you know, while we've done a slum sale of all the existing parks, you know, for the Wet n Joy operational parks, and a slum sale, we include all the assets. We cannot cherry pick the assets. But in case of going ahead, you know, our expansions, we are looking at options wherever we don't have to deploy significant capital into land. And if there are lease options, be it, you know, with, even with government entities, we are discussing at various state governments. So we will prefer lands wherever they are available on lease, where we can focus our capital deployment on the creating the entertainment value in terms of the rides and attractions, rather than blocking money into the underlying land wherever there is an option.
And sir, the term gives an option to the company to acquire the land, so that option is still there. So currently looking at the cash flows, we thought it's easier, it's better for the company to lease it and then potentially buy it at a further point in time.
And sir, my last question is, what should be the gross block of these four entities and the Indore Park when it becomes operational? What kind of gross block it will have?
So in our books, the consideration, you know, for the acquisition of 630 crores, which is will be there, you know, and plus 140 crores for the acquisition of the Indore Park, which is basically we are only reimbursing or the actual cost incurred for this project under construction water park is what we are buying the from the Malpani group. So combined of this is 770 crores.
No, that is the acquisition value in rupees. I am talking about gross block, sir.
So this is the gross block that will come into my books.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and I'll join the queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tushar from Kamakhya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for your mega consolidation. Sir, my question is in regards to debt. As you recently signed the MOU with Goa and Uttarakhand government, I just want to understand how the peak debt would look like, you know, in FY25, FY26. So that would be my first question.
Yeah. So glad to note that, you know, you have been tracking the expansion or the, you know, good discussions of the company. So Goa, we have not signed an MOU. We are in discussions with the industries department for looking at various options. In Uttarakhand, we have signed an MOU, which is an in-principle interest to set up a park in the state of Uttarakhand. So both of these, you know, have not moved ahead into definitive stage. But yes, answering your question, in the medium term, we are not expecting debt levels to increase more than 2-2.5x of our EBITDA. And that is something we will continue to stick to it in the immediate future.
Tushar, do you have any follow-up question?
Yes, sir. Sir, in terms of your like branding, like the marketing expense as a percentage of your sales, how do you see that in next 2 years, and how do you are planning to leverage the Imagica brand going forward?
Yeah, so the overall marketing expense, when we look at advertising, marketing, and the sales distribution, we think we will be able to maintain it sub 10% kind of an overall cost to acquire. And with new parks such as Indore, where we would require the additional marketing impetus considering in introduction to a new city, yet we think with the combined synergies, sub 10% is what we will be able to maintain. As you would have seen that over last 2 years, we've been able to constantly monitor the spends very effectively and targeting and utilizing digital media as a stronger medium as you would see the overall impact. Thank you.
Fair enough, sir. Sir, just want to understand this devotional amusement park in what EBITDA margin is the range for this business?
So for the devotional park in Shirdi, we are in the range of 30-40% of EBITDA margins, and that park has a good potential to grow because it's a very new park. The concept is new altogether. So going ahead, we'll see a good increase in footfall in Shirdi Park as well.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, this new park near Indore, so what sort of margin profile are we seeing? Is it accretive? Like how is your plan?
So the margins for the upcoming Indore Park will be in line with the current Imagica margin structure to begin with, considering the new introduction would require that additional impetus as well as the time for the format to mature in the city of Indore. So we think it will be in the region of about 40-45% kind of a margin structure to begin with. And as and when you'll see over a period of 2 to 2.5 years, the margins will start improving northwards.
Fair enough. This is just my last question. Do we have any land bank near Imagica?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any land bank near Imagica?
Yes, yes. So in the current park, we have kept elbow room expansion of almost 7.5 to 8 acres of land available, as well as in the current theme park, we have space for 3 attractions that we can introduce as such. I hope I've answered your question, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your detailed answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rusmik Oza from 9 Rays EquiSearch. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question was on the Indore property. I think we have spent around 140 crores. I think that's the acquisition cost. So, and it's still work in progress. So what are the total capex for this Indore park till the time it gets commissioned?
So the total capex will be 140 crores. So it's not, we are taking it on as is. It's a completed park. Once we, you know, all the costs which are factored in will be included in this 140 crores.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And currently it's at a very advanced level, but it will not cross 140 crores to begin with.
Okay, that's nice. And second question, sir, any debt of the acquired entity that is coming in the books of Imagica?
No, 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 there is no debt, and essentially it's debt-free.
Okay, okay, okay. And sir, last question from my side is, you know, do we have any excess land available near this Khopoli Imagica Park, which if it can be monetized in future?
So the current amount of land bank which I mentioned is kept for elbow room expansion, and there is no further land for monetization, and we do not see an immediate requirement to have so.
Okay, okay. Thanks, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gaurav Gandhi from Glorytail Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a great turnaround of the company. So my first question is, can you explain the rationale behind the decision? Because this theme park at Lonavala, which we have acquired, is only at a distance of 1 hour. So why should pay so much price to acquire in that same area? Why not in, develop the park in a different state or a different area where there will be more potential? Because this is in the immediate vicinity, I see. Can you explain the rationale behind that?
Yes, so there are two rationale, if I were to answer your question, sir. One is that as a group, the overall objective and the focus is to put all the park businesses and the entertainment verticals under one umbrella of the listed entity. And so that the group's focus is always on to building the listed company as an entity. So that being one. And second being, if you look at world over, places such as Orlando or the Gold Coast kind of places, where there are multiple parks within one region, but all the parks continue to do well. So we believe that by doing this integration and consolidation, the group has a stronger presence in the western region, and the synergies that would kick in for the group would be better rather than operating, having two separate teams doing separate activities, or, you know, there is the sales and marketing unification. There are various levers that you will see being added, and primary reason being group's commitment and focus to build a listed company as a bigger, bigger organization, and what you've been really focusing for.
And Gaurav, just to add to that,
from Imagicaa perspective, the revenues and cash flows start flowing into Imagicaa from day one. Usually parks, to make four different parks at this scale will, you know, take a good amount of time. So for Imagicaa, it's a beneficial deal because at a good price, the cash flows, there's no risk of execution at that point in time. These are parks with historic performances and proven EBITDA. So adding those into Imagicaa will, you know, give more cash flow to Imagicaa itself.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And this Shirdi Water Park which we have acquired is like matured park now. So how we are going to drive the growth in footfalls there? Also, can you share how much footfall growth and average revenue per user growth do you expect in FY25 in overall terms, including the Indore park?
So for Shirdi Water Park, as you rightly said, we are adding, actually we have spent 25 crores in this current, in the last current financial year, adding new attractions and rides across all our parks. So in Shirdi Water Park, we have added 8 new water slides to revamp the park and, you know, kind of give our guests a new reason to come back to the park. So with 8 new water slides, we are seeing increasing in capacity of the park as well as repeat footfall should go up significantly over there. So we see some good growth in that particular park. Along with that, we have also added a lot of retail which will start from 1st of April and a lot of new F&B options. So our ARPUs are expected to go up because of with these new additions as well.
And how much footfall the Indore park will be adding in FY25? A ballpark figure can you give?
I think it will be a better thing to say FY26 because by that time the park would have really seen the full year of operations. So we think somewhere around 3.5 lakh, around that number is what we expect in the first year of full operations.
All right, sir. And just a suggestion to keep watch on the equity dilution happening for investors. And that's it. All right. Thank you very much and all the best. It's actually a proud feeling for us that such a new big group is emerging from small towns, you know, of the country. So thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anant Mundra from My Temple Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to understand what is the nature of the underlying land in the four operating projects that we are acquiring. Is it a leasehold land or is it a freehold land?
So these are all freehold lands. We have about 48 acres in Lonavala and about 13 acres in the heart of Shirdi for the Sai Tirth and the Vetanjoy parks in Shirdi. Totaling 60-61 acres is what we get of freehold land.
Okay, they don't have any kind of lease from the state government, so we don't pay any lease rentals or anything of that sort of thing, right?
No, definitely not.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Rajan Shinde from Mehta Equities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. How about the pipeline inorganic growth strategies planned any and how would it be funded?
Rajan, sorry, your audio is not clear. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Now it's audible?
Yeah.
How about the pipeline inorganic growth strategies? If they have planned anything and how will be funded, sir?
So for inorganic acquisitions in the future, if there are parks which are open for acquisitions, we are always on the lookout. And in case some good parks which, you know, fit our quality standards and our quality standards, we are open to those acquisitions. And it can be funded through a mix of debt and equity. We can fund these parks in the near future.
Okay, thank you. Sir, what the current consolidated debt on the books post-acquisition will be, sir?
At the point of acquisition, we currently do not have any debt. But yes, to make the committed payments, we've mentioned that we could leverage to around 2-2.5x of EBITDA of the combined entity.
So the total debt would be, sir, then?
At the combined level, if we add up both EBITDAs of this entity, so combined debt, you know, could be in the range of 350 to 400 crores. and remaining would be funded from the internal accruals of these parks.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, there were news of developing Lonavala Hill points like Tiger points. Is Imagica is participating in this project also?
No, not to our knowledge. But yeah, since you mentioned, we'll just check out on this. But yeah, Imagica is not associated with it. And at Malpani Group also, we have no involvement in this. But we'll definitely check out if there's such development.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Regarding the acquisition, means its total acquisition would be paid, as you told earlier, in the nearly span of nearly 30 months, right? So, will the Imagica, how the Imagica will generate such profits and pay off to these sellers? Can you put some light on that, sir?
Yeah. So, so as you would reckon that from 1st April 2024 itself, we not only be able to utilize the EBITDA and the cash in hand of Imagica listed company, but the revenues and the EBITDA of the acquired park also, the proceeds are part of the listed company. So we think that over the period of 30 months that we have the agreed tranches of payments, there will be utilization of these free cash flows that we generate. And as you would notice that for the new acquired parks, the EBITDA that we generate is almost the free cash flows to the company in terms of accruals. So we should be able to be comfortable as far as the payouts are concerned, as well as the company would be availing the limits from the lending banks. However, we will utilize based on judicious discretion to ensure that we do not, while the limits are required, we may not want to utilize to the fullest that we would be, that would be our strategy and approach. However, like the question that was there earlier, if there are any inorganic or any other such arrangement that we get, we would be open to that as well. And the point that you may want to note that there are no taxes payable since the company also has the carry forward losses that the company can utilize as tax shield. So free cash flow benefit out of EBITDA is what we think would really help us tide this over the entire transaction well. I hope I have answered your query.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Sir, one last question, sir. Can you put some light how the Imagica will totally looks like after the acquisition, in simple?
So your company would be almost, you can say, one of the largest listed company in this entertainment space, with revenues upward of 400 odd crores, with the EBITDA almost touching about 200 kind of crore EBITDA. So a healthy 48% to 50% kind of EBITDA margins with a few more projects in the anvil. So I think it will be something, you can say, almost among the top two companies that you would see in the space of this category.
Okay, thank you. That's from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Binoy from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, first question is the consideration of 770 crores. Is it entirely to be paid in equal installments, or is there any front ending of the same or back ending of the same, anything like that?
So, thanks, Binoy, for your query. We've uploaded the investor presentation a couple of days back. So I think that will have the schedule of payment. So 140 crores of the Indore is kind of upfront payment, but the 630 crores of consideration for the existing park is staggered over the 30-month period, and we put the actual schedule up on the presentation. So it's at the sign up we only to pay 30 crores, and within the quarter we have to pay additional 100 crores. For the remaining payments is staggered into tranches of 100 crores every 6 months. So the schedule is put up on the presentation for your consumption.
Sure, thank you so much. And the second question was, do we see any cost synergies from eliminating duplication of resources after this acquisition?
So, Vinay, we see a lot of good cost synergies coming into play. First of all, our senior team, you know, we'll have a common senior team across parks that would lead to good 10 to 15% of cost synergies on that front. Along with that, our back of the house operations like, you know, purchasing, HR, account, finance, sales, we are consolidating into one location which will work for all the parks, so that operating leverage which has to come into play for all the parks, that will come into play as well. And our procurement will go up because, you know, when we are negotiating for so many parks at the same time, over there we'll see roughly up to 15% of cost saving. And then for agent payout, transaction costs, since we are operating 7 to 8 different parks at the same time, we'll see again some good cost synergies on that front. Along with that, since we are operating in the same location in Maharashtra for the 4 parks, we can have things like common passes or a super pass where customer can visit different parks at the same time or in the full year. So these would lead to a lot of repeat visitation across all our parks, and we can cross-sell and upsell to the guest based on this.
Thanks for that elaborate answer there. Is there any number that you can share in terms of the total cost savings as well as the revenue synergies by cross-selling, upselling?
At this juncture, we don't want to quantify this number, but yes, we are on the various heads that you know, we mentioned, right from advertising, right from manpower and various other synergies. I think in the coming quarters, we'll have a better sense of those numbers, which we can share with you.
Very well. Now, the last question is on the indoor water park that will be coming up. You said that you expect after first full year of operations, footfalls of roughly about 3.5 lakhs. What is the ARPU that you are targeting in this park? Will it be very similar to what is Bet and Joy's ARPU, or will it be lower?
So the ARPUs will be in the range of 900 to 1000 rupees to begin with. So that is what we are targeting. And just to add to that, our Indore park has a capital subsidy of 30%, which Imagica will avail. So that 140 will eventually come down by roughly 30% on fixed assets. So that number we are likely to see go down in the next coming 3 to 4 years.
And this subsidy will flow in over what period of time?
It will flow over a period of 4 years. 3 to 4 years.
Understood. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from AG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
What will be ROC and ROE of the combined entity going forward? And is it not possible that, you know, the company could actually do these 100 crores payments from EBITDA itself, you know, by really, you know, being very tight on finances and being very cost conscious? And second point is on the strategy front. See, Imagica and Bet and Joy are like, you know, two very separate brands. You know, Imagica is like, you know, very much like a, you know, international quality theme park, you know, whose rides are almost on par with, you know, Disneyland, and you know, Bet and Joy is much more towards the masses. So you know, having managed a product which is more towards the masses, you know, how will we really have the, you know, wherewithal to manage a you know, very niche and an upper class product? So I mean, because these are two very different markets, even though it is within the theme parks segment. And secondly, sir, what is the bigger vision of the company? You know, do we want to be at, like, you know, at least 25 to 30 cities in the next 10 years? And I mean, the promoters could have actually, you know, merged the company and probably raised their holding also, but they have decided to take the cash out of it. So what is the rationale behind that?
So there are multiple questions. Yeah, so we'll take it, I'll not go sequentially. Yeah, I'll answer your last question first. The promoter holding currently stands, on a fully diluted basis at 74.5%, so nearly at 75%. So the share swap wasn't the structure that was feasible at this juncture, else we would have preferred for that. Hence the cash consideration, however, it is deferred, unlike any other acquisition which you will see. You're getting the business upfront, but yes, you've got 30 months to pay. So the present value actually is much lower than what would come out. Second part is in terms of managing these different segments, just to advise the operating teams remaining the same, they are already, positioning and selling those respective parks at various levels. And we don't foresee any constraints, because the entity now is being combined. Whatever is being done in terms of the sales force at the ground level, Dhiman, you may want to add.
Yeah. So, as it was mentioned earlier, there are a couple of new attractions which are being introduced in Wet Enjoy Lonavala Amusement Park. And the new introductions are something really worth waiting for, because they are kind of state-of-the-art attractions that have been added, that are being added. And that becomes a part of this entire investment and inventory that we will be able to get. Secondly, if you see that Wet Enjoy Amusement Park opened just prior to COVID, therefore it had not really seen a proper full year of operations, and based on various feedbacks that were received from the guests, as well as certain new introductions which were in the pipeline, that all is getting commissioned in this year. So you will see that FY25 full year of operations will actually be able to enjoy these complete efforts and investments that were being made by the group as a full year of operation now. Secondly, it is really not a mass park in terms of the original design. However, as it was in pipeline in terms of completion, what you will see now is a very different experience, and something that would be nice from a guest experience and the quality point of view also. So, especially...
Sorry to interrupt, but are we trying to say that now Wet Enjoy will be a very upmarket product? And
I would not say very upmarket, but yes, it will be from what you would have seen, it will go at least 2 to 3 notches above. Yeah.
Okay. So we are now aiming for a different income group only.
Yes, yes. And what it would also do is that, as I was explaining, sir, since it was in development in the pipeline that were being initiated, this is the full year of operation that you are going to see. So whatever that we've seen of Wet Enjoy Amusement Park, it is going to, get better from here. Yeah.
So in terms of the return, for any inorganic acquisition or any, expansions, we are looking at IRRs in the range of 18% to 20%. And because of the high capital base high asset base of Imagica, the return on, capital employed and all will take some time make sense. On the overall vision you mentioned for going into other parts of India, I think Jay, if you could just throw some light on the question that he mentioned about multiple cities that we are looking forward to.
Sir, our vision is to go across India in all the tier 1 and premium tier 2 cities across India, and we are evaluating various different options with state governments. We are evaluating options with in the NCR region, Gujarat, Goa, Punjab, Tamil Nadu. So we are in talks with various different governments at this stage. So the vision is to go across all different tier 1 cities and selected tier 2 cities. And with the current acquisition being done, we have a bouquet of offerings now. We have a devotional theme park, we have a theme park, we have an amusement park, we have a water park. So based on the demographics, the city and the location, we can play around with various different offerings since we have the learning curve and experience operating all these things. So it will be a good advantage for us to kind of clear, have a good mix and match of these formats based on the location.
Thank you. Faisal, do you have any follow-up question?
Do we have the time for it?
Sir, I'll request to come back for a follow-up.
I'll do that.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict to 2 questions per participant. The next follow-up question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghvi from Prosperity Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, one more part. In terms of branding, are we going to use Imagica as a title brand even for Wet n Joy, something like Imagica Wet n Joy, or any thoughts on that? And what will be the branding for the future parks?
Yeah, so we would not be using Imagica Wet n Joy kind of combined name. We will allow the brands to remain independent. For future parks, the flagship kind of parks which are larger in size and scale is where the thought is to use Imagica as a brand. And we also have 2 more brands in our portfolio, 3 more brands. So we have Imagica, we have Wet n Joy, we have Aqua Imagica, we have Sai Tirth and Magic Mountain. So these are our portfolio of brands. So depending on the format and the size and scale and the city profile, we will be utilizing the brands selectively.
Sure. And what would be the current cash on books of Imagica?
At this point, we have 70 crores plus cash on our books.
And no debt, right? Because you've mentioned we are debt free.
Yeah, we are debt free.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rusmik Oza from 9 Ways Equisearch. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand the breakup of revenue in Imagica of the acquired assets if possible. The question I'm asking why is because Imagica EBITDA margin is 36% and in the presentation you're showing 57% EBITDA margin for the acquired assets. Now, within the acquired assets, in the call you mentioned that the Shirdi Sai Tirth, you know, park is generating 35% EBITDA margin. That means your Wet n Joy, Lunawala and Surat, is it that it's making more than 57% EBITDA margin? Just to get a granular breakup of the margins of per park, it will be helpful, sir.
Yeah. So you're right about the existing margins is with Imagica is there. On the combined level, the 4 parks are generating, you know, 58% EBITDA margin as of FY23. And in that, obviously, at the various park levels, as Jay mentioned, you know, the amusement park at Lonavala, you know, there is work in progress which was happening. And post the last 1 year itself, you know, there is ramp up which is happening. So the margins... at this level, we are not giving the breakup of the respective parks, but even Sai Tirth is a new location and new attractions being added over there. But as an aggregate of FY23, these parks have been generating 58% margin, and in the trailing 12 months, this would have increased to 65%. I would just like to add, and this is the actually proof of that, you know, this capex which is done over the last 1 year or 1.5 years is helping, and these parks are clearly in a growth mode, and the base also is helping. And when you combine both of these, you know, you can just add up the math at what Imagica is currently generating and what Wet n Joy currently generating on a 12-month basis, plus the synergies which we are not really quantifying at this juncture. Combined, you know, the margins will be, you know, much better than what they are today for Imagica.
It's a related question. Since you're operating at 57% EBITDA margin in acquired assets and Imagica is around 36%, do you see the margins of Imagica are suppressed and can go up to 50% plus in future? How do you see that?
At the combined level, if you just add up, you know, it's coming out to an average of 44-45%. And we see no reason, you know, why they could inch upwards closer to 50% in the years to come.
Okay. And second question, sir, is, you know, is there any what will be the capex requirement for Surat and Lunawala parks going forward?
So there is really no immediate capex requirement for Surat or Lonavala parks, because in both the in fact almost all the parks the capex requirement have been methodically been done. So almost by this April or May of this year, you will see that all capex would have been completed in the all current parks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that's been factored in the calculations that we've mentioned to you, by and large.
Thank you very much. Rasmik, I'll request you to come back for a follow-up question. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jay Toshniwal from Toshniwal Equity Services. Please go ahead.
I have two questions. First question is that there is a sale of land parcel of about 100 plus crores and the consideration of about 30%, 35% is coming by way of cash and the balance coming by way of a deferred bond, preference share, where the money comes in after 20 years. So what is the logic for deferring the cash inflow at almost zero interest? And which is the issuing company for these preference shares? That is the first question. And second question is, what are your plans regarding devotional park expansion beyond Shirdi, say for example, Ayodhya or Varanasi or Mathura, etc.?
Yeah, thank you for your question, Jay. Yeah, answering the first question, so this is a transaction which is from the resolution of debt which happened with the lenders. And it is primarily whatever cash consideration had to be received in the books has already been received. For taxation purposes, there was this instrument which is there. So it is not, in terms of any recovery that we are expecting from that. So it's purely a tax structure which is there. And it is was part of the erstwhile management deals which were concluded at the point of resolution by the Malpani Group. Coming to the second question for devotional theme parks, especially in Ayodhya and Varanasi, Jay, would you just want to...
So Jay, we are exploring those because since we have good experience with Saiti, it's already in Shirdi, which is on the similar line. So based on this, we have been talking to the people at Ayodhya, Dwarka or Varanasi for that matter. So we are exploring land parcels over there. I think we are in talks and once something gets concluded, we'll update you on the same.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we'll take that as the last question. I'll now hand the conference over to Mr. Jay Malpani for closing comments.
We appreciate your participation in our business update call today. We trust that we have addressed all your queries. Should you have any further queries, questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations advisors at Strategic Growth Advisors SGA. Thank you and have a pleasant afternoon.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Imagica World Entertainment Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.